Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, too buzzed to air.
Can't can't always pressure wash out semen. All right. Sometimes.
Is that how we're going to start this out? Hey, ladies and gentlemen,
we're not going there
yet
already.
Another we're drinking bros too drunk to air.
Maybe this one will get aired this time.
Yeah, it's too buzzed to air. We're even fucking
maybe
up the title.
Maybe it will air, maybe it won't. We don't know. That's the whole thing.
I want to tell a story right here. This is one of my favorite stories.
Oh, I got stories.
Dude, I want to talk about chicks when we used to be single and how shady these bitches are.
I'm getting another drink for this.
Oh, go get a drink, buddy. Remember, there was a girl I met on Tinder.
No.
And, yeah, it was good.
Online dating.
And I'll tell you, man, she's not my real sister, but my best friend's wife, one of the most phenomenal people in the world. She calls them semen stealers, seed stealers. And I never really believed her. I was like, oh, yeah, you can't bust in a girl, but whatever. This girl I met off Tinder, we're sleeping with each other. We're wearing a condom, obviously. I'm being very smart.
Yeah.
I come, and then she's on top, and she does this like little porno thing where as she comes off, pulling it out of her, she swipes the condom up. Like, it was the most insane shit you've ever seen. Like, how did you get off my dick that quick and pull the condom off? The condom,
skills.
And then she sprints for the fucking bathroom.
Oh shit!
And I was
tackled
like,
her.
Dude, I had spidey senses, bro. I was like, ding, 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 ding. Long story short, I ran to the fucking bathroom. She's like, "What are you doing?" I pushed open the door and I was like, "Flush the fucking condom." She's like, "I'm gonna flush it, weirdo." I was like, "Flush the fucking condom."
Yeah, no,
and
dude.
Whoosh, and then I was like, "There
dude,
you go."
If you didn't
shut
go in that
door.
Room, she would have been upside down in the fucking toilet, fucking shoving that thing right inside
like
her vagina.
Big Lebowski doing.
God,
what
damn.
Do they call it? The Tabasco in the condom as well, so you can hear the girl scream when she tries to shut.
That's funny, dude.
Yeah,
that's great.
Oh man, to that point, I have a story for you.
Oh, let's
lay it
hear
on
it.
Us.
Yeah, so the first movie, big movie I did was a movie called The New Guy. There was another actor named Eddie Griffin in there, a very, very funny black comedian.
Oh, my God, I love that guy. Yeah. His bit on The Bone People is so funny, man.
Dude, really fucking funny guy, really fucking cool, very, very smart, had been in the game for a while, and he was telling me, because he's been like deep, deep in the game. He used to remember back in those old school rap albums of Doggy Style and like The Chronic, where they used to have little skits in between.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
To connect other songs. He would do, you know, skits for those guys. So he's been around like way back in the day. And I was like, yo, what's the best advice you can give me? Like, you know, about being famous or whatever's going to happen. And he was just like, man, I'm going to give you the same advice I got from, you know, that I tell everybody. And he was like, all my friends, NBA players, rappers, everything. He goes, man, I saw a girl take a condom out, put it in the freezer, wait for them to leave, and then put it inside of her.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
God.
One, I was like, is that real? You know, because I thought, like, once sperm hits, like, you know, real air, you can't do anything with it after that. He claimed there was an NBA player that was a buddy of his that's how she got pregnant, was this.
Damn, dude.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if that can physically, medically happen. But those are the stories of the lengths that girls will go to be like, oh, hey, guess what? You're kitted up now.
Dude, I always...
Congratulations, you're not going anywhere.
My go-to saying is girls are fucking crazy and guys are assholes. It's kind of, you know?
I don't you know, like, I'm that guy that's like... I don't even wear a condom. And I'm like, all right, Derek, you're going to pull out this time. And then you're like in the moment, like, all right, Derek, pull out. I'm like, you should, like, God damn it, Derek. You did it again. God damn it.
Yeah, you see, you have a couple scares in life, buddy. Yeah. I've had some shit go down.
Do you have any kids, Derek? Do you have any kids?
No. No, dude. Like, I'm
you
like,
see, I
I'm sterile and immune to STDs. It's amazing. It's great being me. Yeah, when you don't go to get checked, you're still sterile and immune.
That's what Charlie Sheen said in 2010.
Yep.
I had a very solid approach where by 9 p.m., 10 p.m., the girl was just like, there's no way I want kids with this motherfucker, so I didn't have to worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, once you're talking about shoving D-cell batteries up your dick, they're like, you know what? I don't want to have kids with this one. Yeah, go ahead and put it in my butt. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
You got, I, no, I got one.
Yeah, I'm
like,
not going.
It was my birthday when I lived in Florida, and I had a girl visiting that from out of town. And essentially, there was a lot of people over that were kind of like not real good friends. So they just assume, oh, this is his girlfriend. Some other people came over as well that I had never met before. But the girl that I had over was carrying herself as if we were together. You know, she was staying in the house, yada, yada, yada. Yet this girl that my buddy brings over knowingly keeps seeing us together, like, just straight up like, hey, when does she go home? And I was like, what? Like, oh, that girl that keeps, like, hugging you and stuff like that. Like, when is she not here? Not, is she your girlfriend? Or yada, yada.
When is she going home?
When is she not here?
And why?
I was like, tomorrow afternoon? She goes, then I'll be back tomorrow afternoon.
Oh.
Jeez almighty.
Dude, that's all.
And then we went out on the porch, made out, and she left. She was like, I'll be back tomorrow afternoon when she's not here.
Jeez almighty.
Yeah. Like,
what
how aggressive some of this.
Rock, you want to air a bad story since we're all telling them?
I'll tell buddies a bad story, but I was there. But I went to a strip club, and it was one of those, it was on Thursday nights. Usually they have porn star night in L.A.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we went to Spring and Rhino, and a porn star was there. And my buddy, was, you know, we went sit in the front row, and my buddy paid a lot of money, and she was doing this, like.
Who was the porn star?
She wasn't a big name at the time. She was actually an older woman. It looked like she was on her way out. So it wasn't something too crazy for me.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, so I didn't even really. And normally I would tell you every fucking name there was. So there's one that I really didn't know. My brother worked in the porn industry, and he was actually a video sound editor. So I knew a lot of them anyways. But yeah, so we didn't really know the name. But he ended up taking her home that night. And went in his house, and he's like, hey, man, do you got a condom? I was like, I don't. So he ended up going downstairs and getting saran wrap, and it was actually the pink saran wrap.
God damn.
And he used saran wrap, and she was cool with it. She goes, yeah, just get saran wrap. It'll work. Let's go.
That's not a thing.
That's some gangster-ass shit, dude. That's,
I don't think that works.
I've got another weird one with my, like, fucking freak memory, because I have freak memory.
Yeah, we know.
I remember, like, cleaning my house out, like, 3 years ago and finding a condom. So I in a spare room or somewhere, I just found a condom, and I put it in the laundry room at the bottom of a basket. And then my buddy one night came walking in naked into my office and goes, do you have a condom? And I go, I know where one is. And I run to the laundry room, and I'm digging into a basket. Like, and he's looking at me like, what in the fuck? Because my arm is in a laundry basket. Like, there's all kinds of junk. And then, bam, I come out with this condom still perfectly in the package. Like, I got you one.
I think I heard this story.
All the clothes were wet, right? All the clothes were wet because somebody else had done your laundry?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he hard dick windmilled us. He had nothing but a bottle of Jameson in front of his dick. There was at least 12 people in the office when he came to that door. I think it was Evan.
I don't know who it was. That's a crazy motherfucker.
I think Evan was in my office.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not saying I think it was Evan.
Of course,
that was,
Evan was always in the office.
I was watching that Battlefield Vegas video today, and like seeing my size compared to Evan's is just, it's almost weird.
Size penis?
No,
like,
just my
cock size?
No, my size, like just general size to Evan. Like, Evan is really small.
His dick is really small? You're like a 38 waist, right? You're like a 38, 40 waist?
He's a solid 42.
Me? No, I'm not. I'm a 36.
Wow.
I am a 36.
We've all got dreams. We've all got dreams.
You are?
What are you doing? He's thinking.
Nothing. I was going to say I'm a 36 and it's buttoned, but it's unbuttoned.
Like, come on, man.
There's judgment over here.
No.
It's a button fly. It's a sweet button fly jean.
Yeah. Man.
What about you, Derek? Do you got any crazy stories?
Oh, man. You know, like when Matt, I got two. One's quick. Matt brought up Tinder. I got on Tinder for like, I signed up for Tinder. I was like, what is this shit all about? So I was on Tinder for like an hour. What is it? Like when you approve somebody, you swipe right or some shit?
Yeah, you swipe right. And
so I played this, like I was immediately bored with Tinder, but I played this game for like a solid 45 minutes where I swiped right to girls that I thought would do anal.
Ooh.
So if anybody got a swipe right from me, it's just because I thought they would do anal. You know, like,
and
I was just.
Did
was just,
it work out?
I was just playing. I don't know. I deleted it after that.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. But no, like way before Tinder, I got fucked back in the day on hotternot.com. Like, as a.
You, like metaphorically or literally?
Yes. Yeah.
All
yeah.
of it.
Dude, I got catfished before catfished was a thing, you know, like
really? What happened?
Way back, hotornot.com. You know, like I was, this is like 2004, 2005. I was a private first class in the Army or some shit. I was
on had your MySpace account. Yeah, oh, you had the Hot or Not account.
I was
yeah.
killing the MySpace game, you know.
Crushing it.
I wasn't, but yeah. So I was on Hot or Not.
Yeah, I heard Blink-182 was their mutual music interest.
Dude,
let's
I'm
get
like
down, girl.
Tom DeLonge incarnate. You know, like, so like hotornot.com hooked up, like, you know, started getting in contact with this chick. I was down at Bragg, North Carolina, Fayetteville. And, I we go from the internet to the phone and I'm like, oh, hey, haha. Hey, I'm Derek. And this girl's, she's in conversation, she tells me, she's like, I'm too fat for you. I'm like, oh no, you're not. Cause you know how girls are always, they always think they're too fat.
Yeah, a little
insecure,
she's like, of course.
She's like, I'm 5'2". I'm, you know, like, you're not going to like it. I'm too fat for you. She says, oh man. She's like, I'm 5'2", 255. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah,
but
at
this point, I was already committed, man. I'd already told
I've had that situation too.
Dude, I told, it was Billy. Me and Billy were roommates at the time. I told him, I was like, dude, I'm committed.
She drove 3 hours, knocked on the door. I was like, oh. But then I felt bad. I was like, you drove 3 hours. All right, this is my charity.
So
how did it end?
So I'm already committed. I told my roommate at the time, I was like, dude, like when we got off the internet, I'm like, no matter what happens, I'm fucking this girl. All right. So like my word is, you know, like
your word is good.
I'm in the shit. And she's like, you know, I'm 5'2", 255. I'm like, no, you can't be that fat. So anyways, I'm like, okay, let's meet up. Where do you live? She's like in the trailer park behind the Walmart.
No.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying. I'm like,
were you true to your word?
Behind the Walmart.
I'm like, all right, meet me in the Walmart parking lot.
Yes.
Yeah, So we get, so like I pull up to the goddamn parking lot of Walmart.
This is real. I can see it on your face. This is real. This is real.
Dude, it's fucking summer in North Carolina.
Oh,
and she's got jeans.
Which Walmart?
Not the fucking one right outside Bragg. What the fuck is
Rayford? The one off Rayford Road on 401?
A little ways away. Not too far. Like
401, the one off Rayford. Yeah.
That one. Yeah.
Oh, dude. I know the trailer park behind it. Yes.
So, god damn it, man. So, like,
this is prime.
Yeah, dude.
This is prime location.
I get out of my car.
Truckers sleep in this parking lot.
I get out of my car, and, you know, you, like, we fucking eyeball it, and I'm like, all right, that's her. And she gets out. She's in a fucking winter jacket and jeans and like, these fucking wannabe sexy sandals. And her feet are just, like, folded over the edge. I'm, like, 19 or 20 or some shit. I think I was 19. And so, like, I don't even say hi. I'm just like, can you buy alcohol?
Was she 21?
She's
probably like 34.
We went into Walmart together, and I kept like a safer move from behind. Like, I didn't, you know, like, fuck, man, I'm in my hometown. I'm walking around with this chick. And so we go, it's like we get some booze, and we go back to her place.
It's a trailer.
Her place or a trailer?
Yeah, yeah.
A place and a trailer.
Trailer. Yeah. Her mom, dad lived there, and her grandma.
Single one?
Jeez, oh my.
Single or double?
Yeah,
single
yeah
or double?
Was it a single? Yeah.
Is it a single or a double?
Dude, it was just one. You know, it was just
single wide or a double wide?
I don't even know that. I'm not well informed on that.
Like, from wall to wall, could you touch the walls?
Okay, a double.
Okay.
A double.
Yeah. I lived in a double.
They were the Ritz. Yeah, and so, man, it was bad.
This is a great story.
Like, I love it.
I drink all the beer. And, like, so we're sitting there. I'm sitting there with this girl, like, watching Boogie Nights.
That's a great movie, too.
And her dad keeps walking in and out and shit. And then, like, I get fucking drunk. And I'm like, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. I backing out. And we end up she's like, do you want to go see a movie? I'm like, fuck, at this point, I don't give a fuck. You know, like, well, I'll do anything. And so we go see a movie. And I'm pretty sure it was Kung Fu Hustle.
Yes, I love that movie.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't even watch the movie. All I know, like, all I remember at this point is that she started sucking my dick in the theater. And at that point, I was recommitted. You know,
you were recommitted.
Yeah,
like,
I was
feels good.
Fucking,
feels
I was
good.
I was,
I'm watching Kung Fu Hustle. I'm getting my dick sucked.
I was recommitted. And, when we got back,
It was weird.
All I remember is like
they sweat a lot in the crotch.
Dude, stretch marks that
I don't want to hear that.
Feels good.
Flame tattoos. Anyways.
Oh, man.
Dude, I want to make a shirt that look like flame tattoos.
Was the grandmother still there? Yeah, was the grandmother still there?
Was the grandmother still there?
Tiger stripes.
Yeah, was the grandmother still there?
Man. They were every, like, the parents and the grandma were still there.
Oh, her body looked like it was like, covered in tiger stripes, you know, and she was walking towards me like a cat.
Could they hear you?
And Ross, dude, this is great.
You know, I couldn't, like, it's like seeing a great white shark on a fucking hook, like a debt, like a caught. That's what it was like to fuck her from behind.
Ross, I saw this comment on one of the great right.
Give it up for Drinking Bros. Two Buzz to Air featuring Derek Whyta.
So I saw this comment on one of our Drinking Bros posts that said, JT, tell the story about your sister-in-law. And this is so fucking good, Ross. I've never told you about this, but my ex-wife's sister, we used to call her Animal, like from the Muppets, because that's what she looked like. She was like a sweet 5'3", 240. Like
like a little bowling ball. Like a little Russian bowling ball.
Wore JNCO jeans. Her entire head was shaved except for bangs that came down to her neck, like that were dyed dark red. And she'd wear
fucking gross.
Weird
that
makeup.
Is gross.
She had like 60 piercings, chains, and shit like this.
Ew.
So
ew.
At one point in my life at Fort Bragg, like you do, when you marry an It's waitress,
you married her?
No, I married my ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Then all of a sudden.
What kind of waitress was she? What kind of waitress?
It's called It's. If you've ever been to Fort Bragg.
Oh, my God. What? What?
I married an It's waitress. See? Someone that's been to Fort Bragg.
That's funny. We don't know that.
I feel like that's,
We're so lost.
Like, a shitty strip club.
The Swiss.
Imagine me marrying a waitress off of Victory Drive or South Tacoma Way.
Swiss. The Swiss is what it is.
So Ross, I got talked into letting her live with us for like 3 months, and I'm TDY. I'm on a cast trip in Arizona, and I have this Costa Rican guy that is my boss at the time, essentially, and I won't name him, but all the other guys that are good friends with me are talking about Animal. Like, oh, you're going to go home to Animal. And I was joking. I was like, dude, that girl would fuck a guy for a McDonald's cheeseburger. And he goes, hey, Holmes, who are you talking about that will fuck a girl for a McDonald's cheeseburger? And I was like,
oh, no.
It's my sister-in-law, Rudy. And Rudy, fuck.
Bleep that up.
Stop saying his name. He lives in Costa Rica still. I don't give a fuck. Rudy was known for fucking the maids at every hotel we were in. He would just, every time we went to different places, he would just stay in his room completely naked because he was Spanish, and they would come in and he'd be like, oh, hello.
Quieres mi pito?
Yes.
You're joking.
No, I'm dead serious. Rudy, yeah. Imagine 2 years of pre-established Rudy will fuck anything up to this point. And I go, hey, Rudy, even your standards would DX this chick. And he grabs me by the fucking neck and he goes, you don't tell me what my standards are.
And he bought a cheeseburger.
So the day we get home, he texts me about 30 minutes after I walk in the door, and he goes, is your sister-in-law at home? And I said, yes. And I'm sitting in the living room, and I look over, and I go, Jessica, my buddy's going to come over. He's going to bring you a cheeseburger, and he's going to fuck you. And she goes, well, you better bring two.
Oh,
wow. How did this shake out?
So I send him a message, and I said, she wants two cheeseburgers, Rudy. So he comes in, button-down shirt, everything, McDonald's bag, cologne.
Yeah.
He's like, my name is Rudolfo Bending. And he's like, I have brought you two cheeseburgers. And she takes him into the bathroom. They rail out for like a good hour and a half, probably like three condoms worth because it was in the garbage.
You went through the garbage?
Well, I saw it. Like, it's in the top of the garbage. And then they come back to the kitchen, and she eats the burgers, and he watches, and then he leaves.
God.
I miss being story. In the military.
And too drunk to air or buzzed air because it won't air.
Too.
I feel like we call it. I feel like we call it right there.
That's it. I think that's it.
I feel like I just blew my load.
Well, welcome again to Too Buzzed
Air.
You think
we call it on Too Cheeseburger Rudy?
Too Cheeseburger Rudy.
Too Cheeseburger Rudy.
Yeah, just keep bleeping out his name.
Too Cheeseburger Rudy. We'll end it on there for Ross Patterson, Matt Best, Jared Taylor, Rocco, and Derek.
Derek
with a Walmart parking lot story.
Outstanding.
Dude, that was amazing.
For the win.
We love you guys, but we're seriously done. I'm fucking out.
I'm drunk as shit, and I'm done. Love you. Bye, bitch.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals, only at Smoothie King.